Hey, is this the right place? I'm sure it is. Here, can you see me? This is your address, right? Who am I? Oh, darling, you don't recognize me? Oh, that's right. I don't really post pictures of myself. Let me just pull up my little persona art. Here. Yeah, it's me, baby. Rotten little bitch, otherwise known as Rot. Your favorite voice actress? You're always commenting on my Gone Wild audio posts. I've gotten a few of my favorite comments of yours. God, I wish that were me. You're so perfect, I would do anything for you. Your voice is so sexy, I could listen to it forever. You make me feel so good. I listened to this audio 10 times in a row. I love you. I never thought I'd find someone just as obsessed as me. My shitty ex-boyfriend told me I was too crazy. He ran away after I told him I loved him on the first date. Can you believe that? Me? Crazy? I just play that up for the audios. But no, I'm just a romantic. Just like you. I mean, you said you loved me, and we haven't even been on a first date yet. So you're just like me. I knew you were special. Oh, they weren't just comments to me. Every time I posted my silly little audios, you were always just so eager to comment. It wasn't just little comments all the time either. Sure, you weren't always loyal to me. I saw some of the shit you said to others. Definitely not as dedicated, but I get it. We're not official yet, so it makes sense to play the field a little bit. But that's different now. I'm here, baby. I made it all the way out here. I crashed out all my money from my throne, Patreon, broke my lease, everything, just to come out here. Start our life together. What are you doing? Hey, why aren't you unlocking the door? Open the fucking door! You can't do this shit to me! I gave everything for you! What happened to Mommy, please? Miss, please! I would do anything for you! God, I wish that were me! What happened to all of that? Open this fucking door right now and stop being such a fucking coward. Oh, I see. Just like everyone else. Just like my friends, my exes, my family. You think I'm too much, too clingy, too excited, too passionate, too depressed, too anxious, too neurotic. I'm just never good enough for anyone. And yet I'm always not enough. I get it. I'll leave. I'm sorry to bother you. You don't think I came fucking prepared for a flimsy fucking apartment door? You don't think I didn't fucking prepare for rejection? I've been prepared my whole fucking life, baby! I'm not letting life say no to me anymore. I will not accept a life I do not deserve, and I've decided we deserve each other. Here's Mommy! There's my guy. Hey, baby. Did you miss me? I know I haven't posted anything for you in a few weeks, but I was so busy working all the way out here to start our new life together. Aw, baby. You're quivering. Why are you so afraid? You know that I'm not gonna hurt you if you do what I want, what we need. Come here, your fiance needs a big kiss. so good. Oh, no. You see this, baby? You see this big axe I have here? See how sharp it is? See how easy it was for me to break down that door? Good boy. Yeah, look at you nodding. Such a smart boy. So, you can figure out what happens if you get in my way. Just like that pesky door did. So you see what happens to things that get in my way? I break them in half so they can't be put back together again. So, do you want to be the thing that gets in the way of our love, huh? Do you want to disappoint Mommy? Or do you want me to keep speaking to you softly like this? So, do you want to be a good boy for Mommy? Or do you want me to fucking bash your brains in? Choose for me, baby. I want to hear it. Which route are you going to take? Life or death? Oh, good boy. Now, hold still. I'm gonna knock you the fuck out. No, baby, shh. Take it easy. You have just a little concussion, but don't worry. I bandaged the little spot of damage I made after bashing your cute head. You're in my walk-in closet, baby. I actually used this for my audios, but I moved it to my office. However, it still works amazing as a soundproof room. So, you can scream all you want, and nobody is going to hear you. Yes, you are tied up. Some of the sound effects I've used in one of your favorite performances. Mommy ties you up and forces you to come. We're actually made with that rope right here. I remember you saying just how wild it drived you. So, I wanted to make that fantasy come true for you. At least for the most part. You see this, baby boy? This is my Hitachi. Just like the one in that audio, yeah. And just like in that audio, I'm gonna put it right up against the bottom of your balls to stimulate you while I jerk you off. How does that sound? Aww, not really your thing? Well, that can't be true. Just let me look at what you said in the comment section. Rotten little bitch. Oh my god, hi. It feels like I haven't commented on one of your audios in a while. But holy fricker frack, this was amazing. Heart emojis. I love these super hot scenarios you come up with. And the way you act them out and bring them to life is always so wondrous. Heart emoji. And god, the way you do Mommy F-Dom never gets old. The exhibitionism was so good. And your enthusiastic energy was amazing. There's nothing I didn't love. Love emoji. Even the Hitachi torture scene was crazy hot. I am so jealous. Thank you so much for sharing this. I hope you're having a lovely day, babes. So, it seems like you are really, really into it. Just a little shy, but Mommy's going to take very good care of you. Let's start with turning on this Hitachi. Aww, look at you squirming. That feels good, doesn't it? You know what? It's because the vibration is spreading to that cute prostate you have. Those nerve endings are so sensitive. Now, I would suck your cock. And I know how much you love to hear my sucking, but I think it would be much more fun to jerk you off while I talk dirty to you. How does that sound? Oh, you're already getting overwhelmed. I'm going to take that as a yes. Let's wet that dick. There we go. I guess you got a little bit of the gluck you always love to hear. But what about my words, huh? You just love hearing me talk about all the dirty things I get up to while making audios. You remember those ramble faps? Hearing me talk about stroking my pussy, rubbing my clit, grabbing my toes. Oh, and all of the stuff I put in my ass. I know that drove you wild. The dildos. Anything my fans would send me, I'd put inside of me just so I could moan and let you hear me coming hard. What were your favorites, baby boy? Was it those? Or was it the script fills you liked better? Maybe about the time I played a sexy, scary slasher? Or maybe it's this time before I played that ex-bully where you got pregnant. Did you like those, baby? How does it feel now that your favorite voice actor is jerking you off and overstimulating you so much that you can barely think? Do you like that? Are you finally living out your fantasies? Are you finally living out your fantasies? All those wonderful stories you listen to. They're coming to life. You earned this, baby. Just like you earned this orgasm. Are you ready to come? There we go, baby. Come on. Come for mommy. Make a big, big fucking mess for me. I want to see just how much you come when you hear my voice. Let it all out for mommy. Oh, there you go. Oh, look at you. Oh, fuck, yeah. Look at all that cum. Holy shit. You made such a mess. Such a fucking mess. What a good boy. Oh my god, it keeps coming. Is that because of the vibration? Oh, are you sure you're done? Beg me. Beg me to stop. Good boy. What a good boy. You must be so tired from all that. I think mommy might make you a snack. What a good boy. You must be so tired from all of that. I think mommy might go make you a snack and get you a drink from the kitchen. While I make that, I do have a surprise for you. Look. Look what I've got you. Some noise-canceling headphones. The really expensive ones. You won't be able to hear anything but my wonderful voice. I just finished an audio before kidnapping you, and I haven't shown anyone yet. It's just for you. For now, anyway. I'm gonna post it once I'm done with cleaning and feeding you. Then, you'll be ready to leave a nice long comment and worship me just like you normally do. Let me just load up that audio for you. And there you go. This is Rotten Little Bitch, and thank you so much for listening to this audio file. This was super, super fucking fun to record. I just got a new mic, if you can tell by the audio quality. I don't know what it sounds like yet, but I'm really hoping that it sounds better than it usually does. I've been recording on my phone this entire time, but I have an actual mic now, and I'm actually able to use my computer, finally, for recording. and editing, which is great. So the editing should be better. I'm gonna probably have to take a little bit of time to get used to the editing software. But yeah, I'm super excited to let y'all hear this and stuff, and I'm gonna go record more stuff. But anyways, this aftercare is included to, like, let you know that it is okay to enjoy stuff like this, or just, you know, help you calm down from, you know, whatever just happened just now. Kinks are complicated, and this is, like, obviously CNC, so that's okay to like. We don't know why the fuck we like anything, you know. Kinks are, like I just said, complicated. And what else to say? Yeah, I just really hope you enjoyed. Thank you so much for listening. And by the way, if you need to, go relax for a little bit. If you don't, get some water. If you have not drank anything, go drink up. And if you have not eaten today, go eat. Get your ass up and eat. Okay. Well, I hope you all have so much. Well, I hope you all have such a good rest of your day or night. And again, thank you so much.